Jennifer Lopez gets symbolic in a new music video on Triller. Will Megan Thee Stallion or Doja Cat join an Ari remix? And Lana Del Rey talks Trump and narcissism in America. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Wednesday, January 13th. 51-year-old superstar Jennifer Lopez has premiered the official music video for In the Morning on Triller, promising fans that it's full of symbolism. She mentioned that on IG, saying, "I'm so excited for you to see the official video for In the Morning." Looking like a straight-up goddess, a teaser clip shows scenes of Lopez wearing nothing but huge angel wings and is available exclusively for 48 hours on Triller with the launch of her lifestyle channel, where she will create original content on music, beauty, fitness, and fashion. Ariana Grande hit Instagram to tease her 34 plus 35 remix that will feature two mystery guests. Rumors are flying about who the collaborators could be, with this user saying, "I cracked the code," screen grabbing when Doja sang a 34-35 verse on IG Live. Also in the comments of the post, Megan Thee Stallion with the eyes. What a smash that would be. Lana Del Rey is talking about Trump, and Jordan has more on the story.
I get it. I have something to say, and I don't just show up giggling and talking about my hair and my makeup. I was asked directly political questions for over 40 minutes by the BBC Radio 1.
Lana Del Rey is continuing to address the controversy surrounding her chemtrails over the Country Club album cover. Shortly after sharing the artwork on Instagram January 10th, Del Rey shot back at those displeased with the seemingly depicted lack of diversity among her friends. "My best friends are rappers. My boyfriends have been rappers. My dearest friends have been from all over the place. So before you make comments again about a woman of color, people of color issue, I'm not the one storming the Capitol." Then, during an interview with BBC Radio 1 on January 11th, the singer further elaborated on the Capitol riot. Del Rey added, "The madness of Trump, as bad as it was, it really needed to happen. We really needed a reflection of our world's greatest problem, which is not climate change, but sociopathy and narcissism."
Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.